This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Today we are going to be joined by none other than Okeng Habanero. Engilogengisho, minuguti. This name is very interesting, and I want to like know uguti where he got this name. But we're going to be talking to. He's an artist. Not only does he do music, but he is also involved in izinto ze community. This is a well-rounded artist, and he's going to join us. He makes hip-hop music, which is known as African trap, which is actually one of my faves, Mina. Personally, I like that this distinct sound that the African trap has, and he has shared stages with multiple artists, international artists, from Oso Mizi and Mohale Somhale, Aubrey Kwabe, Casper New Vest, DJ Milkshake, Aries Broken, DJ City Lights, J Smash. The list is endless. Good morning, King Habanero Unjani.
Unjani, Ndiyaphila njani na?
We also good.
Okay, ilani kanda lo and azi why ndiniva down ifande niphansi kakhulu.
Is ithina siphansi.
Sisi?
Ithina ongasizwa.
Okay, ngiyanizwa manje but bengathi ngikhulumela phansi kakhulu.
Oh, we're sorry.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, ngiyanizwa manje, I'm good.
Okay. So please tell us more about yourself, like how did you come up with your name? Jay, if this were Okeng Habanero, what should we imagine? Tell us more about yourself.
Okay, my name is Sonabela Soko, but I go by the name King Habanero. Mm-hmm. I was born in Alexandra, but grew up in Tisloot, all the way from Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
So I'm a lamb King Habanero. I was inspired out of the Chile. With Chile, I used to work in a Square Woolies as a merchandiser. So I have this thing about Baba. So how can they actually bang when I lend to without I'm saying they're not hot or then I put myself as King Habanero because Habanero is that hotter chili than other chilies.
Oh my gosh. That was very creative, I don't wanna lie.
You see?
It was very creative.
I mean, I've been the whole time in studio, I've been asking myself, Oguti, where did you come up with this name? Because this name is so interesting. We also know that you are born and bred in Diepsloot, north of Johannesburg. Do you consider yourself a North King? Do you consider yourself a North King?
Oh, mama, our line is so down. I don't know why. Like, volume is so down.
Your volume?
I'm trying, but the volume is down. I can hear you, Papa, but I can hear you, but you're talking very down. I don't know. What is the volume that bad?
Okay, askisi. What inspires your music?
Okay, that actually inspires my music. Logish Lam Lang Koma Kona, which is Diepsloot. Diepsloot, there's many things that are happening around, which I tend to experience. Come on, Kulele Kona, even as a Matando, Kaluk Cholang, Chole Kona. So there are many things that is experiencing at this low because in Peronojo, there are many things in the Ile, Bonagala Shona Bantu. We grew up in that kind of situation happening in the same way as in Ghana. And then you grow up in that kind of situation with no even cancer. You understand?
Yeah.
You saw a man being stoned by rocks. The every child, because when those things happen, if you're listening, we will not even try. We're there as kids. You grew up traumatized. But those things, it depends on how when as a person goes, okay, fine. Do they really affect you? Or do you have ways to get out of that situation? You're keeping on being busy in order to survive the situation as a person. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to my music, I'm not too creative because now I tend to take these stories and put my music and my heart breaks of Utando. I put my music in the joy, everything, growing up with friends, everything. Now I tend to put it on my music.
Okay. So what is your favorite part about being a musician?
My favorite part is that I get to share. because mina ngumuntu o very good ukuthi I'm on that all that kind of with the screen with me kind of because I don't angikhulumi kwabanye abantu ukuthi mina this is what I'm going through but ngiyakhona ukuthi ngimamela abanye abantu. So then this music, it gives me that chance ukuthi ngiyakhona ukuzibamba ku space sami ngedwa ngikhulume how I feel and then abanye abantu they get to hear and then abanye abantu bagcina coming to me be like, hey, however, was that true or you just, you know, songwriting there? I'm like, okay, when that one is true. And then maybe we'll do the color and cancel and then I get help to Nanjala and Chiloam. And it's more like, it's what keeps me going, I'm sure. The situation that we're going through, especially as a youth, depression and everything,
lovely, lovely. And we know, Uguti, not only are you an artist that is keen to build your career in music, but you're also umuntu who gives back to the community. Can you kindly tell us, Uguti, what inspired you to be that person who, Uguti, you want to be the vessel that gives back to your community?
Okay. The thing is that I realize, Uguti, if you're an artist, there are many people that are looking up to you. For example, when I don't know, okay, you see, there's that person who palm way to, and then palm way to manage. If we support that kind of person, not to the lawyer, tomorrow, I'm about season, you understand? So, me, a community, I try by all means to go to fine. If there's young stars of a can face, how can I reach there? I'm not that kind of person who to me, I don't tell information. That's how I'm giving back to the youth so far, so good. Because I got taken those things, so it's okay, fine. I'd like to go to the schools, but this that's what I actually wish and give back more. But I'm giving with what I have, like the art that I have. I told myself that I will never. Who wanna be there? Understand? Even though yes, as we grow up in Malokshini, there are those people maybe we call rivals, right? Yes, yes, when I learned to the age.
We
cannot just keep on helping nobody. But then there are those new kids who need that chance. Because most of the time my rivals which is those people are schooling up, right? But then there are kids who need chance. So I'm open to those people to come. You understand? That's how I keep banging on solo. Even like to videos with Bafulu Shuta Noban, Ang Valeli, I tell who to work with.
Lovely. That's amazing. And we know, Uguti, you've shared stages with international artists. From Osom Hale to Casper Nyoves, you know, to DJ Milkshake Aries. Who has been your favorite artist to perform with?
My favorite artist, MT, my favorite artist. I would say MT.
I mean, that makes sense since you do African trap, you know. So that's Yabo is not too far fetched. But may I ask why specifically this time around or in this specific time?
MT from back then figure as an artist. Uvele was figure about the artist. I'm kinda on that train. Because MT number one. Against him, just for fun.
Yeah.
Just for dab and everything. Yes. Album. Okay. Look at how he constructs an album. Who's up next? Ingom is two or three. You know, he has, these are 10 up songs. Like, it's for the streets, the youngins. But MT always remember, as much as I want to feed the youngins, there's people like Mele Bazo in message. You understand? There's people, the artist, he deliver a message and it's always relevant to me because it's always like his name. Not man, Mamela song, then daughter, leh. And I see him belong Bakona in other things. So, like somehow we motivation, let me say that, at the same time in this era, it's who your magic. Because I'm like, even Nangazinto that he went through and being able to stand up as the artist and being the person that he is today, I'm very inspired, you understand? But you know Jan Pushakun, Uloake, you know how he delivers music, music relevant to people, the storytelling,
the way it's produced as well.
And everything.
So you've got a single called Isithunywa SeZulu.
Yes.
That is your second single. Can you kindly tell us, Uguti, how that song came about and especially this heading, Uguti, or the title Isithunywa SeZulu?
Okay, that song Isithunywa SeZulu, as I said, when you grow up, siyakhula singaba fans, banama rivals, le hip hop to anything. Shama hit. So I think when I would ask, doesn't compete on a common location, yabo. So then it happened to me this time. I was like, hi, man, me, I would have to show them. This is mine. Let me, I'm not like a senior citizen. Even if you can listen
to gifted.
Yeah.
You're called to do this.
Yeah, it's a calling. Yes, I know.
Oh, they're doing it for the money.
Because music and people, then you're able to sing, then you're able to write. But at the end of the day, you can sense the aura, you're calling the talent.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today, MUT Radio. It's lovely to chat with you and also get more insight, into who you are, not as just a person, not as just an artist, but as a person who also helps the community. So we thank you so much. And, we would like to know, Guti, Siktolapi, on the socials.
Okay. On social media, I go by the name King Habanero, S.A. On Instagram, my name is King Haba, RFA. On Facebook page, my name is King Haba, my account. Then TikTok is King Habanero. Yes, those are my accounts. Then I have my email, which is kinghabaneromusic@gmail.com. That's your yes.
All right. Any gigs lined up this weekend?
No. This week, no. My family, as much as we're still promoting the song, Chocolate Over Manje, my family, because it's the agenda behind the Pusha Wengoma, and me working on the studio Over Manje, because I'm working on an EP, which is Bizo Inwa Tio Tando.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So now I'm still close for gigs.
You just focus.
I can post it with you. Gigs, I'm open, but I take those and when I would don't actually clash with my schedule, but I wouldn't say I'm that free to gigs.
Because I was going to ask us, I was going to ask you to drop your bookings email as well.
Again?
I'm saying I was going to ask you to drop your bookings email.
Okay.
So that they can also get you book gigs and all that stuff. Your booking email.
Yeah, it's kinghabaneromusic@gmail.com. Yes.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a lovely day further. See, Nage from, hey?
Hopefully, Nami Penduleka, because I'm truly struggling to put in me. So hopefully, I was actually responding to exactly the point of Beningbuza.
Listen, you did amazing. With the circumstances, thank you. You did amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.